3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Oh, yeah, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There is just a reminder, we're going to be cutting the show a little short. 6:30 is when the Florida State Seminole football game begins, so we'll flip over to that as we are your home for Florida State University football. Now, let me get started with the top three stories here, and then we'll get into our jobs report that we do on Fridays. So, starting off here, Biden officials are going to discuss litigation options over migrant buses. This is pertaining to, you know, governors sending migrants to these different cities and stuff. Now the Biden administration is looking at litigation options for it, which I just, you know, I mentioned last hour, just the hypocrisy of it. Just a few months ago, one of the big stories that talk radio hosts were talking about, mainstream media wasn't covering that much, but talk radio hosts were, was that the Biden administration was shipping people in planes and buses overnight from the border to other states and to other areas. And now that these governors are doing the same thing, you're going to litigate over? Like, come on.
Well, yes, it's okay there. See, what you don't understand there, Bobby, is that we can do it, but the governors cannot.
Okay, if you say so. A new approval rating system came out today for Biden. This one is pertaining to where his approval rating is compared to other world leaders. And actually, he's about right in the middle. He's not hot or cold. He's lukewarm. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Oh, final top three stories. U.S. stocks recorded the biggest weekly loss in months as the Fed meeting awaits. And, of course, we know the Fed meeting is going to, they've basically already signaled they're going to increase the point about three quarters of a point. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. On Fridays, we like to cover jobs. So what's going on with unemployment? I tell you what, I don't know. Last week, we had an uptick in the continued unemployment numbers. Now, that's the big key. That's the numbers we'll look for, because every week, no matter what, no matter how good the economy is, you end up getting people laid off. People get fired. The question is, are they able to get back to work? So this past week, for example, we just dropped another 17,000 new filings for unemployment. That is actually getting to like Trump level low. That is low for new filings for unemployment. So 17,000 fewer than what we had last week. That's amazing. But the people who've been laid off the last few weeks, have they been able to go out and get jobs? Last week, we saw an uptick in continued unemployment, and I said it was important for us to watch what would happen this week. Guess what happened this week? It dropped 92,000 down to 1.275 million. Dropped 92,000. That's good. Well, hopefully it's good. You either come off the unemployment rolls for one of two reasons. One, you got a job. Two, you just stopped looking. Three, your unemployment benefits expired, and they just took you off the roll. But most of the cases, it's usually somebody got a job. And so 92,000 came off of the continued unemployment rolls. That's fantastic. That's really good news for the job market. Because as we talk about having an economic recession, a technical economic recession, as we talk about having a technical housing recession, hey, as long as people keep their jobs, then doesn't, you know, how much does it matter, right? Speaking of recession, FedEx CEO Raj Subramaniam, he said today, or actually yesterday, that he expects the economy to enter a worldwide recession. That's kind of pessimistic. Well, FedEx missed their estimates on revenue and earnings in the first quarter, and they withdrew their full year guidance because they don't know what, like, they're just like, I don't know, it's just too up in the air right now. But he talked about all the different economic indicators and how all the economic indicators don't look like things are going to really turn around anytime soon. And we'll have a global recession. Now, I said before, technically we're in a recession because we've had two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. That is technically a recession, but, a lot of people aren't feeling it yet. And I think a big reason why we're not feeling it is because jobs are still doing well. That's the key right there. Speaking of jobs, I did see this, by the way, a new psychological study. It was submitted or published in the Journal of Applied Psychology, found that, and this was done from the University of Georgia, by the way, they found that when you go to work and you fake being happy, it actually makes you even more tired. That's right. The emotional journey of just trying to be at work and pretend to be happy can actually put a big toll on you, wear you out. You know what I was thinking when I read that? Pretty much every introvert out there is like, yeah, duh, we could have told you that. Like all the introverts who go to work, and some of them are in customer service type of roles, you know, and now they're having to pretend like they're happy to see you and like, why did you come into my business? Please go home. So that happened right there. I got a couple other stories I want to share with you, but first let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roadways are checking in clear. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Davis Highway, 9 Mile Road, University also looking good. And 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Posted speeds. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So continuing on here, there's a big food shortage going on. Big food shortage that's already starting food prices to skyrocket. Food prices is one of the areas where we've seen inflation hit the most, like hit people's pocketbooks the most. Of course, gas prices, can't ignore that. But food prices, the other area. So that's already been going on. And now we've got this whole railroad, potential railroad strike thing going on. And they have a tentative deal in place right now to avoid a rail strike. But it's just a tentative deal, first of all. So it still could pop back up if they don't get things figured out over the next probably 48 hours or so. But we were on the verge of having railroads stopping delivery of crops, like food. They're like, oh, you want your chickens over to the processing plant? Eh, we're about to go on strike, so we're not gonna do that. Oh, you want your corn over to this processing plant? No, we're not shipping it. So we've already had a big spike in food prices, and we almost had a situation where the supply chain was going to be disrupted once again, which would have significantly increased our food prices again, which would affect a lot of people's incomes, right? That goes on to a story we covered earlier in the week, and you're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi, earlier in the week, that this is the second year in a row that wages and salaries have stayed stagnant or dropped. And so with that, we've seen income inequality increase dramatically over the past couple of years. And so I was talking about this and going, look, think about it. If over the past 2 years, your income has not changed, yet inflation is 8.3% higher now than what it was a year ago, and a year ago, it was 6% higher than what it was a year before that, that means today you are making 14% less money than you were. That's like taking a pay cut. And all that happened, you're still working the same. And in some cases, you might be working more. The only thing that happened is the economy changed. Things just got more expensive. That's rough. And that's happened to a lot of Americans when you see that wages and salaries did not go up over the past 2 years. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just in reference to, let's see here. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. All right, I didn't really want to be talking about the immigration thing, but that is one of the top three stories that the Biden administration is looking to file a lawsuit, looking to litigate against governors who are moving migrants on buses. Text here, big Christian difference between a coordinated event that has all the resources available and dripping off without any notice of residents, dropping off without any notice of residents and immigrants. What you just described is exactly what the Biden administration did. The Biden administration just dropped off migrants to the state of Florida, to northern parts of Texas, to Oklahoma, to Missouri, to other places like that. He just dropped them off in the middle of the night. He didn't tell the state that they were coming. He didn't tell the local leaders they were coming. They just did the exact same thing. It's hypocritical to call one thing egregious. Look, if you think it's egregious to just drop off the migrants without warning communities, and you think that's egregious, okay, just as long as you think it's egregious when Biden did it too. What I'm saying is that the people who are calling this egregious were supporting Biden's efforts doing the same thing. And that's hypocritical. That's the only thing I'm pointing out is the hypocrisy of it. Look, when it all comes down to it, I'm not Rick Santorum. All right? I'll call him out. I'm not Rick Santorum. I'm not Ann Coulter. Okay. I've talked to both of these individuals at length about immigration, and both of them feel like we should only allow the richest and the brightest and the ones with the most education to legally immigrate to our country. I totally disagree with that. 100%. But we do not have an appropriate way for the poorest of the poor to come here legally. We give them no option than to try to sneak across the border. So I kind of don't blame them. If I was in their situation, I'd do it too. I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm going to do it. Well, have you never been in a situation where you just, where you're like, I'm just going to have to do this, even though I technically should not. I don't know. Have you ever been anywhere at 3 o'clock in the morning and the light turns red and you're sitting there at the light forever and there's no cars anywhere around and you're like, I'm just going to go. I got to get to work or I got to get to this thing. And you just go. You technically broke the law, but you felt like your hands were tied. You got to do it. Did I just equate running a red light with illegal immigration? Okay, it's not the same level. I get it. But I was just trying to say, you can probably find a situation in your life where you've justified something. And I'm saying when they're poor and they're broke and they have no hope in their country, it's worth it. It's worth it to them because we don't allow any legal options for them to come here. Now, at the same time, I also firmly don't believe we should have any legal options for them to come here until we close the spigot. We got to shut the spigot off. The bucket's overflowing with water. We got to shut the spigot off. We got to empty the bucket out a little bit. We got to secure our border. We got to get rid of the incentives to come here in the first place illegally. Then we create legal situations. No, you're right. Two wrongs do not make a right. I agree with that as well. But you got to do something to wake up Washington, D.C. to get them to finally secure the border so we can stop this madness. It's insane down there. I have friends and family down in Texas, and it is nuts. It's just crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up next, top trending news.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get top trending news real quick.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. The president and first lady heading to Great Britain tomorrow for Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The funeral set for Monday in London's Westminster Abbey. The Queen's body currently lying in state. The CEO of FedEx says he's expecting a worldwide recession. Raj Subramaniam tells CNBC that the company expected demand to increase when China reopened its factories, but says that demand actually fell. He says FedEx has always been a reflection of everybody else's business, and there's been declines in every segment around the world. And Bobby, one of the most iconic landmarks in California, about to get an upgrade. Apparently on Monday, crews are going to be repainting the Hollywood sign in Los Angeles. Apparently it takes 8 weeks and 400 gallons of paint to redo that. It was last done in 2012.
Oh, very interesting. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roadways are looking good with no major slowdowns reported on I-10 or I-110. You'll have your typical slow traffic on Pine Forest north of the interstate, but other than that, we're looking good south of the interstate on Pine Forest, Blue Angel, both directions, Lillian Highway in Fairfield, and 98 in Navarre, Tiger Point and Gulf Breeze, checking in clear once through the 3 mile bridge and into West Pensacola. Also good with no delays. Just a heads up, if you're heading downtown, it is gallery night, so we'll have Palafox place closed off and probably a little bit busier down there. Not seeing anything too bad right now, but just keep that in mind. See something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Enjoy a night of fun, fashion, and philanthropy at the 46th Annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show, presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. It's on October 27th at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. Fashions provided by Bloutique, Gulf Coast Cabbie Stylist, Dillard's, The Market and Mainly Shoes, and the South Outfitters. The night begins at 5:30 with cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and silent auction, followed by a live auction and fashion show. Sponsorships are available now. For more details, go to our website, newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we've got a story pertaining to... I think I do want to cover one more thing about this border situation. That's next, right here on News Radio 923.
Ooh, oh, oh. Let's go! Ooh, girl, you shine. Fifth Avenue diamond, and they don't make you like they used to. You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy.
Let's call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There is, we got a text here, says, we're talking about the border situation, and they said, this administration is spending double than the last administration on the border, and we have 22,000 border agents. First of all, I don't think that's true, because we know that one of the things he did is he stopped. We do know he diverted funds, though, from the border to other aspects of the border, using technology instead of building a wall and things like that. But I wanted to address this one part. It's political, 100%. That's it. Well, yes, what is political, though? What is politics? Politics is merely the manifestation of what we believe we're supposed to be doing in society. Some people believe in politics that you should, that politically speaking, government should tell people what to do. Politically speaking, maybe some people believe that government should take care of its people. Some people believe that government should defend the country. Some people, that's all that politics is a manifestation of what way you believe that government should handle things. So we're talking about the border. So yeah, it is political. But here's the thing. Even if he did spend more money, even if he is spending more money than last administration, you can't dispute this fact. We had a record number of migrants last year, and we're about to break it this year. Why? Well, like the Guatemalan president said, because your messaging does not meet your actions.
Feel the thunder, lightning and the thunder, thunder, feel the thunder.
Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. There is, let me get into this one here instead. Bands on the Beach next Tuesday. Going to be Stormfolk. Stormfolk going to be out there from the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Stormfolk is an alternative folk band with siblings Mick Grotchel and Kaylin Hastings. So they combine singer-songwriter feeling with folk, bluegrass, rock, and pop, crafting a unique sound. And they're based right here in Pensacola, so that's pretty cool, too. While you're out there, stop by our sister station, the Cat Country Tent. You can spin the prize wheel and sample something delicious from Pepsi. And so once again, that comes up next week. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Just a reminder. Well, actually, I'll get into the reminder in a second. Top three stories here for you. Getting started with Biden officials are looking to discuss litigation options as it pertains to the migrant buses situation. And so we're talking about a little bit there at the beginning of the hour about how it's just hypocritical that the Biden administration, of all people, is the one going, we're going to litigate over this. Like, really? Because you were doing the same thing just a few months ago. Does two wrongs make a right? As one texter said, no, two wrongs do not make a right. Not saying that. I'm just saying it's hypocritical for him to act like they're doing something so egregious and wrong. But yeah, there you go. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, let me get to the golf tournament here real quick. PGA Tour right now, top of the leaderboard. There's still a lot of players out there playing, but right now is Max Homa and Danny Willett, both at 12 under par. Justin Lower at 10 under par. Taylor Morris, Heath Thigala at 8 under par. Pensacola Blue Wahoos lost again yesterday, but once again, like I said, I think they're playing most literally their backups and secondary players because this series here doesn't really help them at all. I mean, they're already in the league championship series, division series game next week. So they'll play the division series game against Montgomery on Tuesday, then on Thursday, and if there needs to be a game three, it will be on Friday. So, but if you want to listen to the game tonight, it will be on our sister station, Pensacola Playlist 94.5. Why? Well, it's because high school football is going to be on ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. And I meant to look up which team they were airing. I can't remember now. Here's the other high school games in the area. So Northview is hosting Alberta. Navarre is going to Tate. Pine Forest is hosting Choctawahatchee. Fort Walton Beach is going to Escambia. Pensacola Catholic is hosting Lighthouse Private Christian Academy. Gulf Breeze is hosting Milton. Pace is going to Crestview. And the teams that are not playing this week is Jay, Washington, and West Florida Pensacola. Then we've got Major League Baseball. Earlier today, the Cubs beat the Colorado Rockies. Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Washington Nationals later. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the Rangers. Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Phillies. As far as televised baseball games, the Apple TV Plus has the Baltimore Orioles playing the Blue Jays, followed by the Dodgers against the Giants. And on ESPN Plus, it's the Pirates against the Mets at 6:10 tonight. We also have some college football going on TV tonight, starting at 6:30 on ESPN and right here on News Radio 92.3. Florida State is going to be playing Louisville. Should be a very good in-conference game right there. And like I said, we'll be playing that at 6:30, so we'll be ending the show a little bit early in order to catch that game for you. At 7 o'clock on CBS Sports Network, it's Air Force against Wyoming. And then other college football games going on tomorrow. We've got number 18 Florida hosting South Florida. And Central Florida is playing Florida Atlantic. Then South Alabama is playing UCLA tomorrow. A big game for USA going to UCLA. Number 2, Alabama is going to be hosting Louisiana Monroe, which that should be a pretty easy win. And Auburn's got a big game tomorrow playing number 22, Penn State. Is that anything else? Oh, Miami. I forgot about Miami. Number 13, Miami's got a big game. Miami playing number 24, Texas A&M. So those are pretty exciting ones right there in college football. In the NFL scheduled games, of course, Kansas City Chiefs beat the Chargers last night in a thrilling comeback game. Miami is playing Baltimore, and Tampa Bay is playing New Orleans. And I think that covers our local teams here. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives and come back with sports news.
Well, our roadways are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. No accidents reported on 29 or 90. And I-10 and I-110 also looking good. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So when it comes to your sports news here, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert got injured in the game last night. You noticed it pretty... It was pretty noticeable. I mean, he's knocked out for a few plays. Not knocked out, like passed out, but he was out of a few plays. Turns out he has a fracture in his rib cartilage, and he is considered day-to-day. The University of Texas reportedly ended up spending $280,000 trying to recruit Arch Manning, the nephew of Peyton and Eli Manning. $280,000 on his recruitment visit to Austin, Texas. President Biden is going to meet with the family of Brittany Griner at the White House. So that's a very admirable thing to do there. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So this week in science, what went down this week in science? A team in England figured out how air pollution causes cancer. Instead of damaging cells, they think it wakes up old damaged cells, and it could lead to new drugs that could stop cancer cells from forming in the first place. Or, you know, we could just go ahead and pollute and not get cancer. That would be amazing. No, that's not their point. Researchers in Japan are trying to train AI robots to laugh at jokes appropriately. Yeah, like a chuckle or a big belly laugh if it's really funny. So they're trying to train AI robots on how to laugh appropriately at jokes. That's funny. How do you get people with more interested in a space program? Well, just ask them to name the new probe heading to Uranus. Someone asked on Twitter, what do you name the new probe headed to Uranus? And sure enough, they got bombarded by all kinds of suggestions. Things like enema, POOP, which stands for Planetary Orbital Observation Probe. Very good one. How about Better Uranus Telemetry Tracking System? Yeah. Mission Colonoscopy. Oh, those are good ones. In other space news, we might know how Saturn got its rings. A moon strayed too close 160 million years ago and got torn apart by its massive gravity. So the rings are actually a moon that's been ripped apart. That's terrifying, actually. Galileo's 400-year-old theory that a bowling ball and a feather fall at the same rate in a vacuum actually got confirmed with the highest level of precision yet. A satellite called Microscope did an experiment, not with an actual bowling ball, though, but apparently did an experiment and found it to be true. I remember when I learned that in physics, I was like, nope, don't believe that junk. A bowling ball and a feather falling at the same rate. We used to do these tests in class all the time, and it would create massive arguments. We're like, no, the bowling ball hit the ground first. And it was the, oh boy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, got a quick news update from David Wayne over the newsroom. And then we got your top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So join us at the Fiesta Pensacola Seafood Festival, Friday, September 23rd through September 25th. Excuse me, that was going to be a long festival. 23rd through the 25th. Savor delicious seafood, enjoy various musical acts, and immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola. This festival is one of the largest arts and craft fairs in Northwest Florida, with more than 150 artisans and craftsmen who travel from around the country to participate. Check out the lineup and more on our website, newsradio923.com. David, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, this year at the Shrimp Festival in Gulf Shores, there's going to be something new. Organizers are saying that they're going to be offering free bicycles and a bicycle valet service to get people around. Apparently, there's a lot of construction about, you know, where they're going to be having that festival or in the area there. So people are going to have to park all the way over at the Gulf State Park, almost a mile away. They're going to have donated bicycles to park there, ride your bike to the Shrimp Festival, and a valet stand to check your bicycle while you eat.
Nice.
Yeah, doing a little something different there. This is the second year for that Shrimp Festival, right? Or is this the third year now?
I believe it is the second year.
Yeah, because this is something they put on like after the pandemic, because some other event got canceled and they just put this together real quick and end up being a big hit and decided they're going to keep on doing it. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Well, the top story is one of our top stories we've been talking about, still dealing with the migrant bus situation. Governor DeSantis responds after Democrat Gavin Newsom demands a probe into the state's kidnapping migrants and sending them north. We kind of mentioned this kidnapping statement yesterday. Apparently, so here's what it is. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, wrote a letter saying that several of the individuals who were transported to Martha's Vineyard have alleged that a recruiter induced them to accept the offer of travel based on false representations that they would be transported to Boston and receive expedited access to work authorization. That's what he says. First of all, where did you get your information from? Because this is like nowhere. Like, oh, really? Were you there? You're in California. What's your business what goes on over there in Florida or in Martha's Vineyard anyway? But so, first of all, where you get your information from? Second of all, I doubt anybody induced them to say that. If that was if they were induced that they were going to get work authorization or something, it was probably when they were transported by the Biden administration to Florida in the first place. Because all these people who are being transported by Biden, remember, they were not allowed to be here legally. They were granted a temporary time to be here while they were awaiting their trial for asylum. So this is just junk. Anyway, he goes on and explained in his letter, I urge the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate whether alleged fraudulent inducement would support charges of kidnapping under relevant state laws. So that's all he said. What did they induce? He's basically saying if they did induce, would that support charges of kidnapping under certain state laws? That's basically what he's trying to say. So Governor DeSantis responds back after he hears that. All I can say, so the governor of California sent a letter to the Department of Justice saying you need to prosecute Texas and Florida governors. All I can say is his hair gel must be interfering with his brain function. There you go. That's the top story on FoxNews.com. Okay. In the meantime, we've got people like Whoopi Goldberg stating, who's on The View, stating that immigration is a problem because it's made into a brown people issue. What? She says the U.S. doesn't have a problem when other people overstay their time. It's only a problem because it's brown people. Okay, so she's trying to make it into a racist issue. Not sovereign security issue, racist. Even though we've actually captured Russian spies at the border just within the past year. The Russian spies who were white, by the way. Yeah, but, you know, no, it's not about border security. It's about racism, apparently. Just make up your own stuff. If you don't know the truth and you're ignoramus, like Whoopi, just make it up. Make up your own truth. Makes you feel better at night, I guess. Oh, my gosh. Other top stories on FoxNews.com will hit right after traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel in Gulf Beach. Downtown Pensacola seeing some slight slowdowns on Main Street as well as Bayfront. We do have Gallery Night and a Blue Wahoos game going on this evening, so it's definitely going to see some congestion around there. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good, and Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace not showing any delays. See something else? Give me a call, 850-262-6111. Traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. They're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, thank you for the clarification here. We got a text saying that there is the Gulf Shores Shrimp Festival. This is the one that's been going on for like 50 years or something like that. Yeah, so I was confused. I think actually what happened is that it might have been this one that was going on like 2 years ago and got canceled, and then Orange Beach put on a festival that and that they decided they're going to keep doing. I think that's where I got confused with it. But thank you very much for that clarification. Other top stories on FoxNews.com. How many wealthy homeowners offered to shelter illegal immigrants? None. There is, let's see here. And then finally, I guess mayhem broke out at the Queen's Vigil while mourners watched in horror. What I like, you know me, this is not my queen. I don't follow what goes on over there. But apparently people were waiting in queue for 22 hours. Yeah, that's a long time. What was the chaos that happened? That was 22 hours that they had to wait in line. I don't know. That's just one of the top stories of FoxNews.com, but obviously, you know, I didn't click it. I don't care about it. All right, coming up here next, Bobby's Brain Teases. Let's hit it.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All right. I just saw this. Apparently, somebody was taken to the ground by police and removed from Westminster Hall. That's what happened. Okay. I don't know if that's mayhem, but whatever. Bobby's Brain Tease is September 16th. That's today. It's the most common birthday, and the month of September has 10 of the most common birthdays of the entire year. September 16th, today, is the day that most people have a birthday. Well, happy birthday to you then. Female senators weren't allowed to wear pants on the Senate floor until Hillary Clinton. Just kidding. That was a, ew, okay. It's until 1993. So now there's 24 women in the Senate. The thing about, let's see here. People with blue eyes are more likely to be alcoholics than people with any other eye color. That's strange. You know that having blue eyes is actually a mutation, right? If you have blue eyes or green eyes, you're a mutant. I have hazel eyes, so I'm like a double mutant because I got like two colors. The last day, and you know that makes me happy, right? That totally makes me happy to tell people I'm a mutant. Like I'm an X-Men. What's your ability? I can talk to people and hopefully make them laugh. Doesn't always work, though. The last state to change its capital was Oklahoma. They switched the capital city from Guthrie, Oklahoma, to Oklahoma City back in 1910. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Next hour, we actually have a shortened hour. We're going to be having Florida State University football at 5:30. In the meantime, we'll talk about some universal basic income.